declare we are quickened by the Spirit of the Most High God to fast, watch, and pray. We declare we will not be toxic landfills for the enemy to dump his garbage. We declare that fear and panic is bound and your love and peace is loosed upon us. We declare we will magnify you no matter what happens. We plead the blood of Jesus over our land and declare your lordship. We give you all the glory, praise, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen, and God bless each of you. And next, we will have Minister Mark Dixon to give a DTM announcement.
Well, praise God. Thank you, Sister Tucker. I appreciate you so much. We don't have much in the way of announcements with respect to to service times, although we will let you know that our transformation hour will be every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We're going to be doing that as a Facebook Live. So it is available on Facebook. Working through whatever technical difficulties that there are, we're going to work to clean these calls up and clean the Facebook Lives up as well. Then on Wednesday evening, join Minister Regina Rogers at 6 p.m. again on Facebook Live there on our DTM Facebook Live page for the midweek service. And then we'll be right back here again also at 10:30 next week. At least that's what I'm looking at right now. We may shift the time just slightly to try to avoid some of the congestion from other folks that are trying to do the same thing. But we'll let you know about that. But we, at this point, will be looking to do this again on next week, same time. The number will be exactly the same. That much I can assure you. Let me say a quick word also about offering. We are able to receive your offerings online. It's real easy to do that by going to our website page, which is deliverancetemple.org/giving. And that is also information that you'll find in the announcements on both on the Facebook Live page as well. All this information is there. Sister Tyra, our chief financial officer, has given me permission to give out her personal phone number, as some of us are not online or not real familiar with online or feel uncomfortable giving online. Whatever your reason is, that's okay. We still have ways to give. You can give by phone simply calling her. That number is area code 417-827-7721. Again, that number is area code 417-827-7721, and Sister Tyra would be happy to assist you in your giving by phone. And, of course, if you prefer good old snail mail, we have that option available to you as well. That is Deliverance Temple Ministries at P.O. Box 7, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. It's Deliverance Temple Ministries, P.O. Box 7, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. And you can send your check that way if you prefer. I think that's going to be it for us this week on the way of announcements. Again, I am so very happy that everybody's on today. We've got a great group of worshipers here with us. And so I want to bring on our psalmist this morning. Sister Brecca, are you there?
I am here. Good morning.
Hallelujah. My goodness. And she sounds clear as a bell. Now, that's good. I love it. I love it. We're going to turn it into your capable hands. There you go.
All right. All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in this day. All right. If you'll sing along with me while your phone is on mute, we will begin. All right. Praise the Lord. Wherever you are, clap your hands. If you're in your kitchen, in your living room, come on and just worship with us this morning. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. Oh, I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. Oh, and I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. This is the day. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, glad it is. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. And I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. Oh, and I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, glad. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. 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 All right, somebody shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is the center of our joy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. And all that good and perfect comes from you. Thank you, Lord. You're the heart of my contentment. Oh, Lord, I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. When I'm lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the fire and light when nights are long and cold. Oh Lord, in sadness you are laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. And all that's good and perfect come from you. You're the heart of my contentment. You're the hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. You are why I find treasure in the simple things in life. You're the music in the meadow and the stream. The voices of the children, my family and my home. You're the and the finish of my highest dreams. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment. You're the hope for all I do. Jesus, you are, you're the center of my joy. Oh, Jesus, you are, you're the center of my joy. Oh, Jesus, you are, you're the center of my joy. Jesus, you are, you're the
On behalf of these who are gathered on this conference call, We come giving you praise. We come acknowledging you as the God of our salvation. We come acknowledging you as Jehovah Rapha, our healer. We come acknowledging you as the God who never leaves us, never forsakes us. We come acknowledging you, God, as the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And so, God, you know all things, and you do all things well. We ask, God, that you would look with favor on your people right now. Father, where there is sickness and disease, we ask, God, that you would be healing to your people. Where there is financial worry and concern and even loss, God, we ask, God, that you would be abundance and prosperity to your people. Make a way out of no way. Open up doors, God. Sustain us, I pray, God, in the midst of this situation. Help us, Lord, not to lose hope, not to lose faith, but to know that there is a after to all of these things, and that you are already there. You are making a way for us, God, as we move forward. We pray, God, for this great congregation. We ask your blessing upon it, God, even during and especially during this time, God, Lord, that you would watch over us, protect us, God. Keep us safe from hurt, harm, and danger. Lord, we ask, God, that you would give us new insight, new vision, that you would prepare us and get us ready for the after time, God, that we can hit the ground running, Lord, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, to minister to the hurting and the lost in every situation, God. Lord, we ask you right now, Lord, right now, to have mercy on your people everywhere. God, we pray for the healthcare workers, God, for the first responders, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you would release your healing virtue right now over them. We pray, God, for the scientists that are working feverishly day and night, God, to come up with a cure, to come up with a vaccine, Lord. Let breakthrough occur, God. As your people are praying, let breakthrough occur, Lord. Let them see exactly what to do, how to do it, and to do it quickly. Father, we pray for this nation. We pray, God, that you would, Lord, have your way from the White House to the Congress, to the State House, to the councils and aldermen and mayors, God, that you would have your way, Lord. Move as never before, God. Let this be a time of revival across the land in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it be a time of renewal across the land, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to reprioritize, God, to set our priorities straight, Lord, that you would be the center of our lives going forward from this day on. We'll be careful, God, to give your name the glory, to give you the praise of which you alone are worthy. We thank you, God. We thank you. We know you have never left us, never forsaken us, and you're not about to start now. So we trust you, God, and with that we say thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Without further ado, Bishop, are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
All right, it is in your hands. Our bishop and founder, David Knox. Amen.
God bless you. I pray that God is moving in your life today. I've enjoyed the services so far, and I just like to look at people, but I know you're out there, so everything is okay. And I want to encourage you this morning. We're going through some rough times, and it's been a long time since we had something quite like this. Maybe we've never had anything like this. But I want you to know that in the midst of it all, God is still God. And I hear in my spirit when I hear people complaining and I hear them talking about the problems they're going through, and I know they're okay. I know that, hey, they're happening. Jobs are disappearing, and people are having this. Or stressing out over whatever is going on. But I want you to know that as a Christian, God said that if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves, all of you that are identifying with Jesus Christ, I want you to know that we have a job to do right now. We're not here. I think this is a wake-up call to us. that we need to join in with God. We need to understand that he said, if people that are bearing my name, if my people would humble themselves, pray, seek my face, God said, I will hear from heaven, I'll turn things around, I'll get it together for you. Now, we have a part to play in this. And I want you to know, hey, we're living in the last days. And we have to learn to trust God in the last days. And we're not just sitting around having church. We are involved in what's going on. I think this coronavirus is a two-edged sword. It will get us in place if the church would respond and do what God has called us to do. See, we are the lights of the world. The world is in darkness. God isn't depending on Hollywood. Hollywood will never respond. But God said, if we will, we have a responsibility as the people of God, as God's children, to call on God, let him know what's going on. Not that he doesn't know, but we want to get involved with it. We want to get involved with this coronavirus, and we can pray until the scientists will come through with some breakthroughs. I think the worst is really over, but I'm declaring that God is going to do some special things for us. I am praying. I spent last night, I tell you, hey, man, demons flew every which way. Amen. I am determined to see this thing through. I'm determined to be encouraged, not discouraged, because I know God has everything in control. We're living in the end times, and they're getting worse as we get closer to the coming of the Lord. But I want us to do our part. I want us to know that God is depending on us to pray, turn our place over, and fast, and do whatever is necessary to calm this episode that has come to us. God is going to do great and mighty things, but he's going to do it through us. 2018, the Lord spoke to me, gave me a very viable word of prophecy, and I prophesied that by Joel 2:28-29, God said, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. Sons and daughters will prophesy. And God is going to use us. He keeps saying, I want to use you, my people. I want you to stand up and be counted. I don't want you to go around with a long face. You know, it surprises me that many people that I know, I've been called from out of town. People, what's going on? Well, I think we ought to know what's going on. We're living in the last days. And God said, hey, I'm going to pour out my spirit, and I'm going, your sons and daughters prophesy, and we're going to do great things. Daniel said, we that know our God, we're going to do exploits. So nothing is happening that's so powerful that God doesn't have it in control. So I'm looking for God to use us to do some things. I don't want to rust out. I want God to use me. Okay, so we're living in the last times. These are the last of the last days. In Matthew, the Lord tells us about what's going on in the last days. He said that, you know, in the last days, it'll be like Noah's time. And we know that in the sixth chapter of Genesis, how that the Lord was talking to Noah, and he said, I want you to build an ark because the people are getting really out of hand. They're wicked, and their thoughts and their imaginations are all distrustful. They hate each other. And I tell you what, we're living in those days now. They'll be marrying and giving in marriage, divorcing. And all these things are going to come to pass in the last days. So there's no need of us being surprised. We need to get on our face to God and let's make things happen. Let's encourage people and let them know. Listen, the only people that have problems is the people that are not lined up with God. people that are trying to do things on their own. God wants us to trust him in everything. The scripture says about Noah. Noah was one in a million in his day. Everybody else was, their hearts were evil, and they were thinking evil. They were doing evil things. And Noah was the only one. The Bible says, and Noah found grace in the sight of God. I pray that God, when this is all over, that God will be proud of us, because we're doing the job that he has set us out to do, to be light in dark places, to help people. I don't believe God put us here to just to parade around and, you know, impress people. God put us here to help people, to bind up the brokenness, to go to the prisons, and to relieve pressures on people. This is a day of real pressure. And I want to encourage you that whatever is going on in your life beside this coronavirus, God is still in charge. He is in charge of your marriage. He's in charge of your children. And, you know, things seem like they're just coming apart in the scenes. Well, you might as well learn how to fight, because we're in a battle. And the prize goes to the overcomers. We're the only one that's going to get a reward out of this. All right. So we're moving forward. We understand that we're living in the last days. We understand that God is, he wants to use us. He wants to brag on us like he did on Job. Job was going through. But Job finally understood that in spite of it all, Job said, though he slay me, yet will I serve him. So we're moving forward. We're moving on in God. In spite of God, God didn't send us here to have a picnic. We're not like the other people. We're not doing things, you know, having parties. God didn't send us here to have parties. God sent us here to do work, to stay on our face, and to encourage the discouraged. I think one of the things that God is looking for to us, I'd like to read something to you from Psalms 1. David said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight, see, our delight should be in the law of the Lord, not in what's going on in the world, but the light, our delight should be in the law of the Lord. Praise God. And we should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in his season. We don't swivel up because things look bad. We don't go into hiding. We stand strong on the battlefield. We shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water to bring forth fruit in the season. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever we do will prosper. Now, that's from the Lord. Now, I don't care what's going on. I don't care if the sky is falling. Whatever we do will prosper, because God is on, God promised to bless the work of our hands. Hallelujah. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So we have nothing to worry about. We understand God is on our side in spite of it all. Hallelujah. There are so many things. I had a friend of mine that called me, and they were talking about how bad things were. And you know what? God began to flood me with scriptures about trusting him. Because, see, you never know where you are until you've been tested. If God said it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay. You say, well, yeah, but the virus is getting worse. Well, maybe it is. Because most of the time it gets worse on its way out. This is the way we look at it. Praise God. I'm concerned that God is trying to do something with us. God wants us to be encouraged in spite of what's going on. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in it. We don't want to get with the world and begin to worry and, you know, get bent out of shape, because God is our God. God wants us to be salt and light. In fact, sometimes the things will come against us real fast and we kind of keep catch us off guard. But the Bible says in Psalm 112 and the 7th verse, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. You know, when things come and we see how things are, the virus and all the things that go with it, the loss of jobs and whatever, we shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Why? Because we trust in the Lord. And when we really trust the Lord, I don't care what's going on, we're going to believe God. We're going to go through with it. We're going to be okay. We're not going to allow situations change us from believing God. Yeah, I know things look pretty bad. Well, they may look bad, but God has us in the palm of his hands. When things got bad in Noah's day, God said, okay, I've got a solution for it. I want you to build an ark. And I brought all those people that lived in Noah's day, all those millions of people. Noah and his family was the only ones that got on the ark. But the ark was there. He made it for people who wanted to get out of their problems. Nobody believed him. Nobody thought the thing was going to be what Noah said they would be. Had never rained before. They didn't know what the meaning of rain. But it happened. When Methuselah died, the rains came 7 days after that. Well, praise God. God says, I'm going to make a way for you. I'll make a way out of no way. We used to sing songs like that, but we don't sing them anymore because it seems like we don't believe it. But we trust God. We're not afraid of bad news. We're not, you know, sometimes we're up all night. It keeps us up. No, go to bed, get your sleep, get your rest, so you can get up and be viable in the morning and be ready for whatever comes against you. This is what God wants for us. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is the man that stands with God against all these different things. Praise God. God wants us to be ready for whatever comes. We're being tested, yes. And we have to encourage each other. You know, not discourage, you know. Let's tell each other, hey, you're going to make it. God says we're going to make it. Read them scriptures. Give them something good to think about. I don't care how sick you are or whatever. Praise God. And, you know, they say that older people, they're the most vulnerable for the virus. Well, sometimes people, when they get old, they stop fighting. They give it up. Hey, I want you to know, ever how old you are, God wants you to fight. Stand up for what God says. Believe God, and though evidence prove contrary, doesn't matter what the government says. If that's good, they're going to tell us, you know, the virus is doing good or bad or whatever. But we believe in God because our hope is in the Lord. Our trust is in the Lord. In fact, worse things are coming. So we better get ready for it. We better get used to it now. We better get used to believing God, though evidence proves contrary. All right? Let's, from now on, whenever we hear a bad report, we don't have to take it to heart, because the Bible said we don't have to be afraid. I think what's killing a lot of people is fear. But we have nothing to fear but fear itself, because our God is great enough to take care of whatever situation that we find ourselves in. And sometimes they're going to look very, very bad. But we know that God is big enough. God is strong enough. Your financial problems, your family problems, your children problems, whatever it is, God is able. Not only is he able, but he is willing. And he just wants you to trust him for him. Hallelujah. It reminds me of when David went out to meet Goliath. David saw this man about 9 feet tall, weighed about 350 pounds or more, and David was just a boy. David looked at him and said, hey, you come to me with the sword and the spirit, but I've come to you in the name of the Lord. He didn't let what he saw defeat him. Saul was the biggest man in Israel, but he looked at the giant and said, oh, I can't fight him. I'm not that big. But David, a little boy, see, God, he loved to have people like us, you know, little people, people that don't know a lot, people that, you know, we trust God in spite of, you know, the report is, you know, more people are dying and the old people, and if you're old, you better go home and quarantine yourself in. Well, praise God. I'm trusting God. If I believe God, then none of these bad things will happen to me because my trust is in him. And I'm 86 years old. God has never let me down so far. I think I have a pretty good report. I would give him a report to anybody. Whatever God says, he'll do it. You don't have to worry about, well, I don't know, maybe tomorrow he'll change his mind. No, God won't change his mind. If he tells you, I'm going to bring you through, believe it. Trust him. It's okay. There's nobody bigger than God. All right. I'm going to pray with you again because I want you to get a hold of faith, trust. You can count on God. You can depend on him to do whatever he says he'll do. Now, I know what to, you know, because like I said, I've been here a long time, and he's never let me down yet, so I'm thoroughly convinced, I'm fully persuaded that God is going to do what he promised to do for me. All right? Father God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for what's here. I thank you for what's coming. In the last days, I pray, God, that you would help us, give us the courage to face them, give us courage to stand up and declare your word, declare peace in the midst of a storm, be like the disciples that were on the ship going and looked like they weren't going to make it, God. But when Jesus stood up and declared it, the storm stopped right in the midst of the worst part of the storm. It stopped because Jesus spoke the word and just said, peace. You're going through a long prayer, God, but I thank you because you are God and we trust you. We give you the glory, for thine is the kingdom. The kingdom belongs to you. The power is all yours. In your name we pray. Thank God. Amen. God bless you. The Lord smile on you is my prayer.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Bishop. Appreciate you so much. So good to hear from a word from the Lord today. And I'm encouraged. I hope everyone else is. Though the enemy rages, we will not be defeated. We will stay the course, and God will see us through, just as Bishop said. So I thank you all for joining us today. I hope that you've been encouraged and edified. I pray that you will continue to, through the week even, check on each other. We can do the social distancing that they are encouraging us to do. That doesn't stop you from picking up the phone and calling somebody and saying, hey, I love you. picking up the phone and calling somebody and giving them a word of encouragement, as Bishop said. Give them a scripture to stand on. Let them know that you're thinking about them. Let them know that they are not alone, that we are in this together. And so we will come out of this stronger than ever before if we'll do that as we're going through and keep our faith strong in the Lord, just as Bishop was encouraging us to do today. I want to tell you that on this Wednesday evening will be our next opportunity to be together, as it were, on Facebook Live, 6 o'clock p.m. Minister Regina Rogers will be broadcasting at that time. And then again next Sunday, 9 a.m., we'll be broadcasting Transformation Hour. And unless we tell you a different time, and we'll let you know, we're still kind of working out the bugs with this new to us technology of the conference call. But we noticed the bishop became more and more clear as time went on. So perhaps we might shift the time a little bit in order to avoid some of the congestion of other churches and all that are trying to use the same technology. We'll let you know. But I hope that this has been a blessing to you. And with that, we are going to end our time together today. God bless you. And you are dismissed in Jesus' name. Be blessed.